Involving and committing the coastal community is a key component of the FAO Cameroon Mangrove Project. Mangrove trees have interesting monetary value when they are cut and sold for timber or firewood. The high-quality timber, although of relatively small dimension, is used for boat building and to make fishing poles and traps. And firewood is used directly as wood fuel. The wood is vital for Catherine Molindo's fish business at Limbe, a prosperous town in the western part of the littoral province that lies on the shores of the Atlantic Ocean, near Douala. Catherine and her fellow women in Limbe have formed a women fish cooperative known as Liwo Fishco. This cooperative aims at improving the fish marketing strategies.
We have a change because we are able to get a kitchen, we are able to have two band, we are able to make more money than before.
How does the money help?
The money is helping us to send our children to school, to clothe ourselves, for medical use, and even to increase our funds. Oh, we are calculating that before that time, we'll try to make our funds increase so that we'll buy more fish. Because to fill fish here and this banda is about $1 million. And when we make fish for $1 million, we are sure of getting about 200,000 or more profit. We don't divide the money. We put the money in our safe because we already have an account. Now the money we have in our account is about $1 million plus.
The Liwo Fishco members, who received support from FAO-led Telefood Solidarity Campaign Against Hunger in 2004, would like to receive more aid to acquire improved fish smoking ovens. But do they know how to regenerate the mangrove wood that they cut endlessly? Not far from Limbe, in the village of Yoyo, an important Nigerian community have learned their lesson. Jibi Tedunjeiye is their representative.
Where you go and you have a good life, a good living, the people over there receive you very well. You can stay everywhere in the world, there's no problem. We are well with Cameroonians, there's no problem with us. But exactly here at this fishing port, we do fishing. We do fishing, that is our main purpose of staying here. Some of us doing some little business, shops, buying markets and sell.
And how do you live in harmony with other migrant communities? And who are they? And where do they come from? In the same Guinea Gulf?
We live here, as I said, about fishing. Then the people go to the sea and kill this fish, brought them alive, fresh. Then we have to dry them. Long time, our parents came here around 1940-something. They used this mangrove to dry the fish after they carried them to the market and sell and make some money to feed themselves. But some time ago, the Cameroon government said that it's not good, so that we can continue to destroy this mangrove. It's not good. The sea can come nearer at any time. But they do not disturb us to cut it. Finally, they said they would like us to reduce how we cut it. I think you understand me. If we caught 20 first time, now with the modern kitchen, with the modern drying fishing, this thing, we use 10. They do not say we should not caught it. That is the problem. The problem is still down. It's not yet resolved.
As a representative of the Nigerian community, what is your role then? How can you help?
I try to join the chief. We call the people so many times. We try to explain it to them. I think you get me. We try to explain it to them. Some of them reason with us, and some of them deny to reason with us. Especially it's not only Nigerians who destroy this forest. We have many Cameroonians also. Many Cameroon, look, those Bamenda boys, they go to the forest and destroy the forest and they cut it to sell. They make business with this wood.
Do you live with others like Ghanaians or Togolese?
We have Ghanaians here. We have Beninois. We have a Nigerian. Many people pass on the street, whether it's a Gabonese or Togolese, you can't know. But we know that we are all Africans. But I know especially we have Ghanaians and Beninois and Nigerians and the few Cameroonians who is with us here. Yeah.